Hello, this is Tim Hinton, the host of the Marching Roundtable podcast and the creator of MarchingArtsEducation.com. Welcome to BOA Today. On this episode, we talk with a parent volunteer, hear from two students about what BOA meant to them, get a preview of this weekend's four regional championships, and hear from a band director taking his band to a regional this weekend. All on BOA Today.
The Marching Roundtable presents BOA Today, a special podcast created to take you behind the scenes and up close to the great performances, interesting stories, and fascinating people that make Bands of America so exciting. The Marching Roundtable is proud to be an official media partner of Music for All. There's a video version of BOA Today that you can find at the Marching Roundtable YouTube channel. This weekly video edition includes show clips from bands that everyone is talking about, plus video excerpts of stories from this audio podcast. Look for that video version on YouTube. This podcast series is sponsored by Fred J. Miller Incorporated, found at fjminc.com/roundtable. That's fjminc.com/roundtable.
Okay, so this is Tim, and I'm here talking with Ann Lever. Ann, how are you today?
I am great. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. So I loved how we met because I was in Indy at the Drum Corps International Championships for the 50th anniversary. And there's Cam Stason. I go walking. I said, oh, Cam, I'm so glad you're here. And I'm talking to her. And she's like, there's someone you need to meet. And suddenly there you are. She goes, you need to meet Ann Lever. She says she won the John Patrick Hughes Parent Booster Award. And I was like, I don't know what that is, but that sounds really impressive. And so you and I stood there and talked. You remember that?
Oh, certainly. It's so funny. Cam Stason knows everyone in the marching arts, and she just, it's her job to introduce us to each other. So,
well, yeah. I loved talking to you then, and you are one of those super parent volunteers. You've been involved for many years, even after your students graduated from the program. And I have to tell you, Anne, I love talking to and talking about people like yourself, people that volunteer, that go beyond the extra mile, that really help out, because band programs totally need everybody they can get to help. So first off, tell us a little bit about yourself, where you live, what school that you are involved with.
Okay. I live in Omaha, Nebraska, and I'm involved with the Millard North Band. It's a band right now. I think they're around 270 students or so. And we're kind of new to the Bands of America Music for All stage. First went to the Super Regional in 2019. So, but yeah, that's, and my main job right now is fundraising and trying to run the funds that are needed to run a band of 275 students.
So why stay around after your student has gone on their way? I know what your answer is going to be, but I want to hear you say it. Why did you decide to stay involved even after your student graduated?
Because I am so in love with this band program. We have, I know everyone says it, but we truly have the best band directors ever. They care about each and every student. We're not an auditioned band. If you come and you say, I want to be in band, they will find a place for you. A couple years ago, they had a senior that said, you know, I would love to be in band. So they, his senior year, he marched tuba in our band program. We've had a couple foreign exchange students that in Europe, there is no, you know, there's nothing like marching band here, but they wanted to have the full experience. So they found spots for these foreign exchange students. And they just, Mr. Plachek and Mr. Mathis, the assistant director, they welcome everyone. They're inclusive, you know, they're all those 275 students are their kids and they care about each and every one of them. And I also had a great high school band experience growing up, and I want as many kids as possible to have as great an experience as I did.
So if there's a band parent watching and they're not yet involved volunteering with their band program, what would you say to them to convince them that they should think about getting involved?
Do one thing. Start with just one thing, be it helping fit uniforms, be it helping feed the band at band camp, be it handing out plumes before a show. Do one thing and see if you enjoy it, you know, and say, I don't want to feed the kids. We can tell us what your passion is, your talents are, and we will find a place for you. And I just, those 4 years go so fast. And this is a great way to see who your kids hang out with. It's a great way to meet other band parents. I still am good friends with a lot of the people that were band parents when my kids were in band. It's just, and you get to see what a wonderful program it is, and you feel good. We had a band mom when my kids were in school. She said, if my son told me he was going out with some band kids, I knew I didn't have to worry. I knew he was with, you know, good, responsible kids that weren't going to try and do anything stupid. So just go and give it a try. You know, tell us, like I said, tell the officers what you enjoy doing, and we will find something for you to do. And I sincerely doubt you'll regret it. And hopefully you'll want to do more.
And Lever, I think you're really impressive. I so appreciate you having this time to talk with me. I hope that you just keep on keeping on with that volunteering, helping in all the ways that you do. It's clear that you get so much out of it for you in your own life. So thank you for sharing that with us today.
Oh, thank you. It's been a pleasure talking to you. I hope to see you at BOA or DCI, and we can chat some more.
I love that very much. Thanks for talking to me. This was fun.
Oh, thank you.
Up next, we hear from two students about what their BOA experiences meant to them, starting with Alan Kossab, who graduated from Ronald Reagan High School in 2013.
To me, music education provided me with the fundamental skill set I needed to start my professional career. Participating in Bands of America events was the driving force to really work on these skills and help our band produce an inspiring show by the end of the season. As a younger professional at my company, I learned that it was helpful to have prior experience as a leader, even in high school. Along with leadership, time management and interpersonal skills have been critical areas that music education helped me develop. Overall, these events have been truly life-changing in the best way possible and continue to serve as an inspiration, even now that it's been 10 years since I've been involved. Hearing our band's announcement on the field, over the loudspeakers, served as the iconic moment that I have cherished and will always remember.
Hello, my name is Haley Woke, and I'm a senior music ed student at Illinois State University. I'm in my third year as a drum major here, and previously I spent 2 years at the Lincoln Marching Band as their drum major. While I was in the Lincoln Marching Band, we were sent to the Music for All Summer Symposium on the drum major track, and both of the years that I went, I feel like I learned so much about myself and about what the music world had to offer for me. And it really solidified for me that a music ed degree was something I absolutely wanted to do. It really gave me just a confirmation that that was the path for me. And it gave me the skills, I didn't know it at the time, but the skills to get through the music ed degree. I look back fondly at that camp and the people that I met and just the connections that I have now and the toolkit that I have to get through the difficulties in music. And I really would say that that was the most foundational thing I could have done before getting a music degree.
Coming up next, we hear from a band director whose band is performing at a regional this weekend, plus a preview from TX Bands of all four regionals this week. But first, this short sponsor message.
This podcast is sponsored by FJM, Fred J. Miller Incorporated. FJM is the leader in marching arts uniform manufacturing and continues to lead the charge through groundbreaking design, superior service, and over 60 years of industry innovation. The Cesario collection of marching band uniforms is 100% machine washable, includes a limited lifetime warranty, and makes the fitting process a breeze with their Adjust-A-Cuff and Adjust-A-Hem technology. Now is the perfect time to create a new image for your program. Chat with a live FJM representative or schedule your complimentary consultation today at fjminc.com/roundtable. That's fjminc.com/roundtable. Fred J. Miller Incorporated, family owned and operated since 1960.
My name is Grant Knox, and I teach at Cienega High School. It is a public high school in Vail, Arizona, about 30 minutes southeast of Tucson, Arizona. And this is my third year teaching there. I teach band and orchestra, and we are a fully comprehensive program with concert bands, jazz bands, string orchestra, and some other outreach ensembles that stem from those core ensembles. Back in 2013, I was privileged to be a part of the third Bands of America Honor Band at the Tournament of Roses Parade. And so I was super stoked to be accepted to that. And then I got the privileged opportunity to become a drum major for that, one of the four drum majors. And that was an experience where I met many friends who would eventually become colleagues in various states. and got to be exposed to some of the best kids in the country and perform with them on a national stage.
Was the band you were in high school, did they participate in any Bands of America marching events?
Yeah, so our experience was very similar. It was very parallel to the experience I'm trying to provide for my students. My junior year of high school, which was 2011, our band directors took us to a BOA regional in Eastern Kentucky for the first time. And that was a great opportunity for us to be exposed to some of the best bands in the region. And while we didn't perform so well, the exposure of the event, getting to see how Bands of America operates logistically on a totally different level than state circuits, it was such a valuable experience. And so it's the kind of the experience I'm trying to recreate for my students just a decade later. I'm super excited for what we're going to come back, especially with it being an early season Bands of America show. First and foremost, we are a school that promotes college and career readiness. And so I'm excited for my students to be exposed to a out-of-state university that's actually the same distance as certain in-state schools. So we're about 3.5 hours from our show site, even though it's across state lines. So excited to expose the students to a new university that's prestigious in the region, New Mexico State University. And maybe a few kids will end up there for college. But if not, they've at least seen how another college navigates. And just being on college campuses really enriches our students' desire for success academically. And then from the performance standpoint, I'm really excited for them to see bands that they've never heard of. We are the only Arizona band that will be there. There is a regional in Flagstaff, Arizona, which is about the same distance. But as I said before, I really wanted to expose my students to new competition, and not in the sense of being in that competition, but getting to meet those kids in the lot and interact with the kids from New Mexico and Texas, West Texas, and perhaps make friends and create some of those same connections I was privileged to make in participating in Bands of America events when I was in high school.
You're like a great example of things that we know happens with Bands of America students. They have a great experience in high school. They go on to become a band director and educator, and you want to have that same experience for your students. So how does that feel to be able to sort of come full circle and be able to have that for your own students now?
Man, it's special. I don't know that it's really set in, and I don't know that it will until I get that director's pass. Just before this, I was filling out some of the director's paperwork, and I was having a conversation with my student exactly that of, man, this is such a different perspective in the director's seat. There's so much more logistical considerations to be mindful of, and all that, all the obstacles that we try and remove for our students so that they can focus on just the music and being their best selves. But I'm excited. It's something special. And I again, am grateful for the opportunities that I've had through Bands of America, to my parents for helping support me in those opportunities, and just the community of Bands of America nationwide. You make a connection in one state and that carries with you to another state. And that's such a special thing.
It's an early season show, as you mentioned, that you think will help propel the season. Are you hoping that it will be a catalyst for the band to be able to take a step forward during the entire season?
Yeah, I think that would be the best case scenario. I think our kids, we have a local competition at the University of Arizona, which is kind of their Super Bowl, and that will be about a month after we go to Bands of America. So I'm hoping that our kids get the idea that they can be their best selves and they don't have to worry about the performance venue having any impact or any of those variables that they can't control, and that they are trusting in their artistic product that they have helped prepare, and they're confident in their performance ability. So I think that's the best case scenario. So we're not worried about scores. We're worried about experience and giving them a chance to perform in a prelims finals competition and getting just an extra run through, an extra chance to make art with their peers. Is what I'm really looking forward to providing for these students.
Congratulations to you and all your students, and I hope you have a great experience. Very first weekend out of this season in 2022. Hope everybody at Cienega High School, all your students and staff and band family, has a great, great experience.
Thank you, Tim. It was a pleasure being here. Thank you for having me.
Well, hi, I'm Daniel Valdez, one of the admins, one of the moderators, and one of the live bloggers for TexasBands.com. Be sure to catch our live blog every weekend during the fall season, covering all the Bands of America contests on Box 5 TV. Check us out there, live blog, reviews, photos, all that fun stuff happening on the weekends.
The amazing team from Texas Bands will be sharing information about every single band performing at all of the regionals this weekend. Here's Daniel Valdez with a preview of this week's regional competitions. Take it away, Daniel.
All right, Tim, we're coming out of the gate with four Bands of America regional championships going down this weekend, so let's go down the list. We got to start in McAllen. We all remember McAllen last year. It was very, very, very warm out there. So this is a very unique regional in that we're starting early. We're starting at like 7 a.m., and we're going to be ending prelims like around 2 o'clock in the afternoon to avoid any sort of issues with the heat. It's going to be a very unique contest. With that in mind, the programs that are able to concentrate throughout that entire block, because remember, prelims ends at 2 o'clock, finals isn't going to start till about 7:30, so that's a long time to keep focus and perform the task at hand. So McAllen Regional is a very interesting regional there. Brandeis Bronco Band is going to be the defending champions there. They're coming back this year. Clarksville, Tennessee. We got to go to Clarksville. Last train to Clarksville. Sneaky good regional, especially at the top. We've got O'Fallon Township. We have Castle. Two programs that performed very, very well at Grand National Semifinals in a very, very tough contest. Oh, and by the way, the Class 1A national champion, Murray High School from Kentucky, is going to be there. You're going to love their show this year. It's awesome stuff. Fortress Obetz. We're going to Ohio. It's probably the best stadium name out there. All your Ohio bands are going to be there, and Lakota West is your defending champion. They're going to be there as well. And then guess what? If I had a horn, I'd be blowing it right now because new regional alert. Las Cruces, New Mexico. New Mexico State University Stadium is going to be hosting the Las Cruces Regional and New Mexico Regional. We are going to finally get some El Paso programs to start participating in the Bands of America contest. There's been sparse attendance in our West Texas area. Now they're going to start coming in. We're going to Las Cruces, about eight programs from the state of Texas. Lots of programs from the state of New Mexico, very highly rated with the tournament of bands they do there and the Zia Marching Fiesta that they have there. Some great stuff you're going to be seeing there. Keep an eye on this event because the attendance for this event is going to keep going up and up and up as long as we can make sure that all these West Texas programs know, hey, there's a regional right in your backyard. You got to go to it because you're going to have a lot of fun. New Mexico State University always puts on their tournament of bands contest every year. They do a fantastic job of it. And we got to really pay attention to this new regional alert. How exciting.
Coming up next week, we talk with the band directors at Goshen High School in Goshen, Indiana, as they prepare for their first regional performance. We'll be talking with members of the Goshen band family all during the season, all the way up to Grand Nationals. We also have an interview with John Best about technology and the marching arts and how not to be intimidated. And on the video version of BOA Today, we'll be watching clips from some of the bands that everyone is talking about from this coming weekend's performances.
Watch for BOA Today every Wednesday this season from the Marching Roundtable. We take you behind the scenes and up close to the great performances, interesting stories, and fascinating people that make Bands of America so exciting. If you have a story about your band family that you would like us to share, please contact Tim via email at tim@marchingroundtable.com or fill out the contact form at marchingroundtable.com. And watch for the fun, fast-paced video version of BOA Today presented by FJM. There's a new episode every Wednesday where we talk about the highlights from the previous weekend, bands that everyone is talking about, stories we're working on for upcoming podcasts, and what to watch for next weekend at Bands of America Regionals. You can find the video version of BOA Today on the Marching Roundtable YouTube channel. There's a link to the video version where this podcast is located at the Marching Roundtable, or just search for Marching Roundtable on YouTube. Thanks again to the sponsor of this podcast series, Fred J. Miller Incorporated, found at fjminc.com/roundtable. That's fjminc.com/roundtable. Thanks so much for listening.